times together, but she was manipulative. After we had lived there a while, and of course, in the beginning of the Depression, Dad had always had little jobs to do that he could part-time work. Well, he got one little job in San Francisco, but the Depression came, and the jobs went one. So Margaret was supporting the whole family. I couldn't find a job for a long time. And there was Marty, mother and dad, living on Margaret's and Dad's little pension. And so Margaret finally decided the folks should move to Los Gatos.
What was going to happen in Los Gatos?
Well, Los Gatos is a beautiful little town, and Aunt Em and Uncle Albert lived down there. And they had been down. It was a beautiful place to live. And it was cheaper, of course, in San Francisco. And so Margaret told them that they should move down there. It was a nice place to live, and they could get a little house down there. And she said, I'm going to get married as soon as I find the right man, and so I won't be living at home, and you could live more cheaper down there. So that's what they did. They found the cutest little house. It had a rose arbor, and California was beautiful there. So they moved down there. They got a little house for $15 a month. And it was a cute little house. But Margaret was manipulative. There's no doubt about it.
How long did they stay in the
States? Until they stayed there until I came home from China. And you want to hear how she manipulated that too?
Oh yeah.
Well, I moved to, we came home, and Lewis went into private practice in San Antonio, and it was pretty poor private practice. It was mid-depression, but we expected to live there always. He was going to build up his practice there, and so Alan had never gotten out of the Merchant Marine, and she didn't like him to be away from home, and of course he had no background for getting a job during the Depression. And he had a brother that lived in Salt Lake City who ran an automobile dealership.
Alan's brother.
Alan's brother. And he had made a good deal of money. And so Alan went to visit him, and he said, come here, we can get a job. Why don't you and Margaret move here, and Margaret get a job? So Margaret wrote to me right away that they were going to move to Salt Lake City, and that's what we were going to do about my parents. Because Los Gatos, of course, Margaret wasn't going to take him. And also, she said, we were stable, we were settled, and she didn't know that they would be settled in Salt Lake City. So we decided the best thing was to move into San Antonio, which was another mistake. So I went back to San Francisco and Los Gatos. And in the meantime, Lewis looked for a little apartment so they could live independently. And that was just another tragic move. Los Gatos was such a pleasant, pretty place, and the only apartment Lewis could find was in half a house, and it wasn't attractive at all, and we couldn't move all their things, so
it was too hot.
And it was hot. And
what were your parents saying and thinking all this time when they were being whisked from one end of the country to the other by somebody else?
Sad, but Margaret manipulated the whole family. She manipulated the whole family from babyhood. Since Howard, the first child, died when he was 2 1/2, when Margaret was born, they were sure something would happen to her, you know. And so there was in the household at that time Marty and grandmother and mother and dad. And they all ran around after this precious little baby that was so sweet, and she was. Her pictures were delightful. And
so fragile.
And yes, and Mother said Dad would go around with his hands under her head. He was afraid her head would fall off. And he had Dad was very nervous, and he had this nervous, he would wake up in the night with a nervous cough. And of course, the baby was in the same room as Mother and Dad. And Mother said to Dad, don't cough, you'll wake the baby. So poor Dad had to jump up and go in the kitchen when he had a cough at night. Margaret ruled the roost. She ruled the roost. And when we were living in Council Bluffs, I remember we'd be sitting in the living room and she'd say, "Oh, I need a drink of water." Three grown people would jump up to get it for her, Mother and Dad and Marty. I could have said I wanted a drink of water. No one would have moved. But of course I wouldn't have said I wanted a drink of water. I would have got up and got it. Margaret was manipulative, there's no doubt about it.
Well, so what happened to Salt Lake City? I don't remember.
Oh, they never even went.
I didn't think they ever went.
They never went. The job wasn't there. I don't know where they intended to go.
So you and Lewis were in San Antonio and expecting to stay.
You're right.
And you wound up going to Oklahoma from there?
Well, mid-depression was no time to start a practice anywhere. And of course, at that time, pediatricians were quite new beings. In fact, very few people knew what a pediatrician was. And there was one pediatrician in San Antonio who had a pretty good business. You don't call it a business, do you?
Practice.
And he was very nice to Lewis and gave Lewis some help. But most of the patients Lewis got were relief patients who were paid. The government paid 50 cents for an office call and a dollar if you made a home visit. And we weren't getting anywhere very fast. And most people just went to their general doctor, didn't go to a pediatrician. And so Lewis owed all this money for his medical education. Things were, I went to teaching at this, I couldn't get a job in the public schools because I didn't have the Texas, what I needed for Texas, and there were too many teachers, and I got a job in this little private school at $40 a month, but that wasn't very much. And so Lewis had written to his the head of the Children's Hospital in Boston, whom he had been, Dr. Blackfan. Dr. Blackfan said, "Well, they're looking for people in Children's Bureau to go into various places for well baby clinics." So Lewis looked at the Children's Bureau and he got this position in Oklahoma. It was funded by the Children's Bureau and the Oklahoma State Health Department. And so that was a salary, which you got your money. So
didn't have to count on any patients paying me.
That's right. So we moved to Oklahoma.
And that was Tahlequah.
Tahlequah.
And you've got some pictures.
Yeah.
So we've been leading into all these pictures. Well, so let's look at the pictures for a while.
Why don't you turn that off?
That's why I want to talk about pictures.
Do you want to see some Oklahoma pictures? No? You, I meant.
Yes.
I wondered if you were interested. Yeah, I think these are rather interesting. These are...
I got to take my glasses off. Has to put hers on.
I think these are kind of interesting. This first bunch is just the roads and the scenery and something. There's just a few. And that's a spring that's been covered over. Why don't you hand it on to
me? I wanted to mark some of these. This looks like a box here. These were taken under what? These were some of the places where...
Well, this is in the area where we live. Lewis had charge of five counties of well baby clinics out from Tahlequah, and they would set up the time when they would come, and there was a nurse that went with him, and there was just...
Was the can for people who were going by to get a drink?
Get a drink, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this is a corral?
I guess so, and I noticed they had fences like you have here. And that's just a road. That's the way the roads look. That and that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a fence like you have. Similar somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Now
that's
here's
a well.
Here's a well. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to want to label these.
And that's some sheep, I think. It's not a very good picture.
Yeah, I can't really make out.
I can, but there are, is just a field, but I just put it in.
Okay.
Now, here's a series of houses, typical houses where on the farms. You just
okay.
go through them.
Do you know who?
No,
or,
they were just.
These were all just in
were
the vicinity
just
of
people of Tahlequah.
Of Tahlequah.
Where the people lived, and these were the patients that came to
mm-hmm.
Lewis.
Now, when did you move to Tahlequah? 1936. That's right in the midst of the Dust Bowl.
Yeah.
And how long were you there?
No, well, a bad Dust Bowl was evidently the year before or the year after, because we weren't there when they had the Okies that moved.
Okay.
It was the worst of the summer.
The worst of the Dust Bowl was further west in Oklahoma,
wasn't it?
Tahlequah being right on the eastern edge wasn't quite as bad.
The counties that Lewis had charge of were the northeast counties, and they were kind of in the edge of the Ozarks, and it looked very much like country around here, not quite as high, but very pretty country, but so poor,
mm-hmm.
oh, so poor. The inhabitants were largely Indians, mixed breed.
What year?
36.
This is 1936 and 7.
So you moved there in 36?
36 in the spring and moved at the end of December 37.
Okay, so you were there through the two summers. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So all these pictures then were taken in 36
yeah,
and 37.
But I
now this doesn't even look like a house. Is
well,
this
it
a house
is.
Or is
it
that
a... It is a house. They were all houses.
Let me just write house on the back of this, because just as a reminder, that looks like a shed. It's not even beaten down around it. You'd think it'd be all worn down. I can see that this one...
It could be that most of the traffic goes
yeah,
this way.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah. Now this one looks more like a house. And this one is a log building that's been apparently added onto.
Mm-hmm.
And so on. Oh, it looks like a barn.
Well, it's... I'm not
Now, of course,
positive.
This one, I bet you that's no house. That looks like a barn.
Well... It's possible.
Here's a house. A little teeny tiny log house. And of course, that's a rather nice looking house. Except for its environs could be. The landscaping isn't tops. That looks like a tar paper shack.
Well, some lived in that sort of thing. That,
mm-hmm.
They just lived in whatever they found. And that looks like there isn't any, it's just shelter.
Yeah,
like.
That. This may not even be the actual home,
right.
But this is like, quote, the summer kitchen.
Well, it might have been
and
the kitchen, because they have a chair.
Here's
a
little block stove and a table
yeah.
and so on, and you may have been standing at the house, whatever there was of the house,
right.
And this would be...
But that may have been the house.
Right.
It's possible that was the house, you know, the tar paper shack.
The construction is similar.
Yes.
Yeah. Here's this is another. Oh, you were handing these back to me. Were you? You still got them. This is another one. This is another copy of the one that.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Now this is a particularly ramshackle looking.
Thing. I have some other nicer ones, but I can give you the nicer ones.
That's a fine homestead there.
But Lewis took pictures whenever he went on the well, baby, because he'd take pictures of all the houses that he saw around.
I particularly like the roof on this one. Oh, there's a nice house. I like that one. And sticks and whatever else. Okay. So I need to mark some of these.
Well,
general idea.
These are the people he saw at the clinics. You see how many children they had. And
is this presumably
this is
one
a
well
family? Baby clinic. Well, there are probably two mothers, aren't there?
Yes.
Or are there three? Three mothers, maybe.
Well, there seem to be five mothers in
there. Well, there may be,
but this
was a clinic.
These are ladies sitting there.
Yeah, those are ladies.
And
I just thought they were children.
And, of course, it was a well baby clinic, so all of the little children were the ones that came. And that's a typical family, you see, or typical people. With, I guess that's two mothers, but it's just typical people. That, I think, is a charming little boy. Poor little kid.
High scruff.
This is the size of families that you saw. She still had a long way to go.
She looks possibly Indian.
Most of them were. That's a family of children.
Mm-hmm.
You see how close together their children were. Meow. Well, you want to?
Come on.
Come on. I'll get over a little. I think that's an interesting woman. Yeah.
Okay. She's working in her garden now.
Thank God they've got twins.
Oh.
Isn't that a sweet little chat?
That's the closest thing I've seen to well-organized.
Yeah, they look pretty good, don't they?
People.
Oh, I thought this group was this.
Oh, look at this one.
This one. I mean, she's wearing high heeled shoes and nylons.
Yeah,
she was pretty
good shape.
There's quite a lot of children.
These two, these three don't have any shoes on, but the ones that walk do.
There's the radio flyer.
But those were just typical people. And this is Minnie Ice Scraper. She's the one that got the, after the talk on polluted water, she went to the well and brought, Doc, would you like a drink? He'd just given a talk on not drinking out of the springs. She brought a rusty can with water. And look, she had five children, and she had a little coaster wagon she brought in. And her dress is just fastened with a safety pin here, because she had to nurse the littlest one all the time. So she just open up and nurse. Yep. Minnie Ice Scraper, her name was.
You got that one marked. Huh?
Yeah, I wrote on that because Margaret was with us when she came. She just about died when she saw. This is one of the little towns where he went. I think it's Jay, Oklahoma, the main street. And this was the local physician. And we went out there one evening. Lewis was called for consultation lots of times, and he called us to come. He had a baby he wanted Lewis to see, and he was sterilizing a needle, and he had it in a saucer with some alcohol, and moves it around with his finger to sterilize.
Well, the alcohol is taking care of the germs.
Right.
We hope so.
Oh, and this was a very nice little community building that had been built, and that's where they held the well baby clinics. Mm. Here's just some more of them.
Now, we saw this group before. Mm. It may have been a slightly different pose.
It was one.
Is this marked at this community building on Rural Health Center? Okay. Mm.
It was out in those woods where the well baby clinics were held that Pretty Boy Floyd lived, the bandit, you know. And in this one area, half of their babies were named Floyd after him. He was like Robin Hood.
Popular fellow.
This was the nurse that went with him. Oh.
Standing in the middle of the street, I think.
I know they had it at Jay, they had a black doctor and that other doctor. And after Lewis and I went, saw him stirring the needle in the alcohol, I said, well, I'll take the black doctor sight unseen.
Well, you never know. He might not have sterilized anything at all.
That's right.
What else you got?
Well, they're just more of the same. I mean, they're not exactly the same, but they're not.
Okay.
These were better houses that. These were quite good houses, and I thought I wanted to show the bad ones. So
this looks like all quality construction here. A little chinking in the logs needed. It just doesn't look like a lived in house, you know.
Well, there's a possibility it isn't.
There's no chinking in the logs, and it just. And it looks like there's no doors on the
opening.
Well,
they lots of times didn't have doors.
Mm.
And
of course, it's not a...
This is a picture, close-up of that woman you saw on the...
Oh, mm-hmm. This is, let's see, there's two here at the same house, because I recognize
Yeah, the chimney.
Chimney, that's,
uh-huh.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing untoward looking about that place. In fact, it's got a car parked next to it.
The doctor's car, perhaps?
Well, that's possible, I suppose.
Let's see.
You can just barely see
the tree.
You can just barely see the bumper there. So just,
oh,
you can just
uh-huh.
see the bumper of a car sticking out there. Well, I want to make sure these get. You know, I don't want to write on each one because there's nothing to write in general. But I want to make sure that we. Have these in an envelope that it's
just,
marked Oklahoma.
These are just other people, which I didn't think you wanted to look at all. Mm-hmm. Those, they were just other people.
Let me just flip through
them.
Just flip through them real quick. This might have been the doctor's car, because I've seen that car in a couple of pictures. Well, I can't tell. There's a couple of cars here that look pretty similar. I presume the doctor had a car.
Yes, he did.
He had to have gotten to these places in one way or another.
Car?
Yeah, there's two cars in the background here. They know how to make babies, but they don't know a whole lot else.
Yeah, they sure do make a lot of them.
Where's this brick building? That showed up in the background in a couple of other things. That's a rather substantial-looking thing.
I don't know.
There was a family, there was a bunch of kids standing next to that same brick building.
Well, they sometimes
had building.
Had the baby clinic in a, in brick building schools, but maybe in a little town.
Mm-hmm. I guess if it was in J or...
Yeah, they probably might have had a few brick buildings.
That's a nice-looking
gentleman.
It's
a nice-looking old man, isn't he? Yes, he looks nice.
There's a chain and a hook hanging off this porch roof.
Right.
Put a ham hock up there or
right,
something.
Right.
That's for. Fine. Again, that looks to me like a barn.
Well, it might be.
Not rather than a house, but you can't really tell.
Would be a little amazed by this particular picture of a barn.
Junction, how to put a split rail fence together. And that's the same one we had,
mm-hmm.
we had earlier. Well, those are good.
Well,
you have some.
Oh, I was just looking for where my folks lived when I was born.
Oh, you were in Nebraska.
Yeah.
Hagler?
Mm-hmm. I think that's the house. Mm-hmm. It did have doors and windows.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Was it frame?
I have no idea. Yeah,
like
it has
frame.
To be a little. It was a little wood house.
It looks like a frame house.
I understand that when the wind was blowing the dust
it
around, it went
through.
Right through it.
Right, right.
Grit.
Well, of course, that was mid depression.
They moved up there in 1930.
Mm. Depression had just
hit. When the bottom fell out of everything, they went up. They traded their house for this farm in Nebraska. I was a year old.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And things sort of started to...
They did the opposite than what was spoke about in Woody Guthrie's famous song. Don't trade your cow for a car. You better stay right where you are.
They didn't have any... They traded for this farm so they could, raise food.
Right, right.
This
right.
is my dad. And a cow who has a name, I can't remember. They called him Curly, I think, or something.
Mm.
Like that.
Who is that?
That's my mother.
Oh, nice. nice-looking man, too.
Yes. There's one over. Cocky bastard. Look at this. Look at that. I ask you. He must have been about 18. That was either just before they were married or...
And that is
well,
your
I mean,
mother.
It would have been after they were married. Yeah.
That is your mother.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly.
Who is that?
I don't know those three people.
Mm. Who is this?
This is my grandmother's album, and some people
oh,
I don't know.
Oh.
This was her sister,
uh-huh.
Deli, and this is my grandmother.
Oh, my, she's young looking.
Well,
she was young.
We were all young once.
Right, right.
Let's see. This is my father's family. This gang. Let's see, this would have been... This is June.
Oh.
She was the littlest
this
at the time,
Thelma?
And this is Thelma. And
you
this
know, she
is
looks like that.
Yeah,
Thelma
to
looks
a certain
like
extent,
that.
Yeah. This is Doris and Ted and Glenn and Thelma and June. Now, that was the first five grandchildren.
Uh-huh.
But Opal and Rowan were married. This is my Aunt Opal. And this is my Aunt Max, Myrtle and her husband, Raymond. And this is Aunt Maxine. And she wasn't married yet. And there's Uncle Chet, and he wasn't married yet. And this is Grandma. And this is Dad, and my grandfather and my mother.
Now, this is your
this
father's.
Is my father's family.
Uh-huh.
Right? His mother and father, and then his older sister, and him, and his next sister, and then Chet, and then Maxine.
Which grandmother lived in Texas?
None of them.
Oklahoma.
Lived in
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma,
I mean.
This grandmother, this is my mother's mother.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Now, is she the one that married several times?
Yes.
Yes,
yes. Yes, she made kind of a career of it.
Thought maybe it was one of the most interesting things she could do.